The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Persistence is necessary for the spiritual life. And in fact, it's necessary for a lot of various aspects of life, right? So sports, school, education, all that stuff. But it's especially true for the spiritual life, for a life of prayer. We can think of, well, there's a phrase. So I worked in retail for about a year and a half when I was in college. Worst experience of my life. But while I was there, one of the things that I noticed was customers would come up and they'd complain about anything and everything. And oftentimes, while we were standing there waiting for the manager, because, you know, rules and laws, you can't violate them, somebody else higher up has to dispense and all. Anyways, so this one lady was asking for a discount on something or to return something that, you know, like, I couldn't do. And so while we were waiting, she's like, "You know, the only reason that we do this is because the squeaky wheel gets the grease." I was already annoyed with her before this, but at that moment, it struck me that that's a motto in life for a lot of people. It's not a good one to follow. It's not a Christian one to follow in terms of retail. But when it comes to the spiritual life, it's very true. I want to share with you a very, very anecdotal story from my own life, my own experience. When I was growing up, a friend of mine from church, only saw him on Sundays because we lived like 20 minutes away from church. But I knew him and his family pretty well. And one Sunday he asked me, "Hey, can you pray for my sister? She's in a gang. She's disappeared. She's went off with the leader of the gang, and we haven't seen her for weeks. Can you pray for her?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely." So every day from that point forward, every single night for an entire year, I was praying every single night for her return, her safe return, for her to leave the gang and everything. And I did that for an entire year, 365 days. And every Sunday that I saw my friend, I asked him, like, "Hey, how's your sister doing?" Still no nothing. Family still hadn't heard from her. It had gone on for a while still. So after a full year of this, one night in prayer, I had college-aged Andrew was very meticulous with his schedules and all this stuff, and so I knew exactly 365 days from when I started this petition. Don't ask how I knew. I don't know. But at 365 days, it was like, "All right, Lord, I've prayed for a long time about this. You know my desires. You know the problem. You know what needs to be fixed. I've pestered you enough. It's yours. Take care of it." And I stopped. I was done. I annoyed him for a year. That's all I was going to do for this particular petition. But then that following Sunday, I go and I ask my friend, "How's your sister doing?" He was rejoicing because she had come back. She had come back to the family. She had left the gang. She had cut ties. And it was miraculous, really. But that tells us how important prayer is. And again, it's an anecdotal story. It doesn't mean that everyone only has to do an entire year of prayer and all that. That's just, that's what worked, right? Because sometimes God will answer, well, all the times God will answer our prayer. But sometimes it's going to be a no. Sometimes it's going to be a not yet. Sometimes it's, okay, you've done it for a year. You've pestered me enough. We'll do it now. But we have to be okay with whatever his response is. Anyways, so my brothers and sisters, I want to share with you one final quote from St. Jose Maria Escriva. He says, "We must persevere in prayer, persevere even when our efforts seem sterile, because prayer is always fruitful."